Welcome back to the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby. Paul Ramo broadcasting from our Q92 booth. Stop by the booth, register for Mall of America packages, Nickelodeon Universe, Crayola, mini golf, and we're giving some other prizes away as well. Boy, what a great day here on this Thursday. Good crowd for a Thursday. The inflatables are a big hit. It's free till 8 o'clock tonight, the inflatables, and there's, I don't know, I lost count after 50 of them, so... It's a lot of fun here. Of course, tonight in the Kayla Daniels is going to be performing in the I'm not even sure what they call that building over there.
The pavilion.
The pavilion.
Yep.
I've been here every year, and I forget the name, and you tell me so. Kayla Daniels, a musician, a Nashville recording artist, joins us here. Thanks a lot, Kayla, for taking the time.
Yeah. No. Thanks for having me.
Me and you go way back.
Yeah. Way back.
Now, what year did you graduate from Tracy Milroy Ballatin?
2011.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tell you that, our listeners, because I broadcast her softball games, and she was a really good softball player. Did you play any other sports at TMB?
I played a little bit of volleyball, and then I quit once my knees started to give out, but then I was a cheerleader, too.
Oh, so. Okay.
But yeah, softball was my baby. That was my favorite sport.
And so. I do remember you because you're really good. I've been stuck out there. So.
Well, thank you.
Well, hey, Kayla's here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. She's very busy. I'm going to start from the beginning, Kayla. Tell us how this all started, this music career that you've developed. How did it all start?
Oh my gosh, I've been singing my entire life. I'm 33 years old now, but I started singing publicly or professionally, I would say, when I was 5 or 6 years old.
Okay.
So I don't really know anything different. I just have grown and grown and grown as the years have gone, and Nashville was always my dream, so I moved to Nashville and did that whole thing. And you know,
what was that experience like?
I loved it down there. I loved it down there when I was there. Now it's a little bit more commercialized than I would like it to be.
Okay,
but
yeah.
But I still go down and visit quite a bit. I got a lot of friends down there, and I'm actually heading down there in September to go visit some friends and whatnot. But
and you sang in the big bars down there. What,
yeah.
What do they call that? The Nashville? Is there a name for that?
Broadway.
That?
Yep.
Broadway
Strip, like the Nashville Strip or whatever. But yeah, no, I'd.
What are some more memorable moments for you down there in Nashville?
Oh my gosh, just you know, some of the people that you got to meet. Like my most memorable moment of Nashville. I was singing in the back room of Tootsie's on a random, I think it was like a Tuesday, and it was like a 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. gig, and I walked out of my gig into the back Tootsie's alley, and the alley, if you've ever been to Nashville, the alley behind Tootsie's butts right up to the Ryman Auditorium.
Oh, wow.
And so I walked out of my gig, the back room Tootsie's, there's basically nobody there, and... I ran into Chris Stapleton. He was walking out of his sound check at the Ryman. He was supposed to play at the Ryman that night, that Tuesday. And there was nobody in the alley but me and Chris Stapleton. And
no
I was
way.
Like, oh, my gosh, you're Chris Stapleton. And he's like, yeah, what's your name? And he was so sweet. He was so nice. He talked to me for, you know, a few minutes until the crowd started to form or whatever. But, yeah, that was the coolest thing of
that's awesome.
My career. And, yeah, but I'd... Now I look back on it, and, like, I did writer's rounds with Lainey Wilson and Carly Pierce before they were...
Names.
Wow. Yeah,
cool.
And so, yeah, it's...
Good experience.
It was a very good experience, yes.
Yeah. So you write your own songs?
I do, yes.
And you've recorded
yep.
some songs? Talk about that. You enjoy writing songs?
I do.
How does a song come to your mind? How do you do that?
You know, it depends on my mood. I'm one of those people that I can't just sit down to write...
Right.
You know, I have to be in some kind of mood and have some kind of motivation behind what I'm going to say or what I want to say.
Okay.
And so that's, a lot of my songs might be, you know, sad or angry or, you know, whatever, but that's just, it's just the mood that drives the song, and that's when I do my best writing. But, you know, I have some that I've sat down and I might have written with somebody, with a co-writer or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but... Those never end up being the best ones. It's always the ones that, you know, you sit down and you're heartbroken or whatever. Those have always been
the best.
What are
some of your favorite songs that you've produced and written?
Bus Ride to Heaven is still, I mean, I wrote that song when I was 13 years old, and it's still been just the song that everybody asked for. I mean, even now when I go back to Nashville, I've lived in Minnesota now for 8 years.
Yep.
Since I've lived in Nashville, and even when I go back, there's people that ask for that song that I've sang with or
nice.
Whatever, that remember who I am and ask for that song. So that one I would say has to be my best, and obviously it has the most heartfelt and most meaning behind it.
Okay.
And then there's another one that I wrote called Come Back Swinging. So I moved home from Nashville because I got robbed. I was packing up my trailer. My parents let me borrow their enclosed trailer, and
okay.
I was going to move to another apartment and packed up my trailer.
This
and in the middle
Nashville?
Of the night. Yep, in
okay.
Nashville, yep. And I packed up my trailer with basically everything that I owned, and somebody took off with it in my trailer in the middle of the night.
Oh, my goodness.
With everything. Besides my music stuff. My music stuff was in my truck.
Oh, no.
But that was ultimately why I ended up moving home. It wasn't because I wasn't loving Nashville
right.
and, you
right.
know, doing good down there. It's just...
But you've created a name for yourself in Southwest Minnesota.
Yeah.
You've done very well with that.
Yeah.
When did you decide to go full-time with this then? Have you always done full-time?
I've always done full-time hours, I guess, but I've always had another job on top of it. And last August, I was like, oh, gosh, it's just getting to be too much.
Yep.
And then this summer happened, and I, you know, I've been so, so incredibly blessed with shows and people asking for me and wanting to book shows, and I just, man, I can't even put it into words.
You're busy. I see your events. So how does she do that?
Yeah.
You've been at the Madison Merck around Madison. You've been
yep.
at the Styx.
Yep.
And a couple other places in the area. So.
Yeah. No, I stay busy.
You meet a lot of people then.
I do. I do meet
a lot of people.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I do. And that's honestly my favorite part of all of this. It's, I meet
okay.
a lot of really cool people.
You all right? Well, you're on stage in about 25 minutes here, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm all set
yeah.
up. We're ready to go.
Do you have a website, or how can people get
yeah.
your music?
KaylaDanielsMusic.com. You type that in, and my whole schedule shows up. It's on the very front page. So,
okay.
Yep.
I had Steve Stork on a little bit ago. He's from Stevens County, Fair
okay.
and Morris. And I said, I'm going to be interviewing you.
Yeah.
Goes, you're in Morris,
I'm
too.
In Morris, too, yeah.
We'll have to do another interview
yeah,
in Morris.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, have fun tonight, and
yeah.
thanks for coming to Camby.
Absolutely.
Just want to encourage our listeners to catch Kayla. She's very talented, and... buy some of her stuff. You got some apparel stuff, too.
Yeah,
huh?
I do. I've got some merch and stuff with me, so.
I'm a cap collector, yeah.
Oh, well,
so
I got some with me.
I'm going to come over and get one right now. So.
Perfect.
Right. Thanks a lot, Kayla.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Kayla Daniels here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. Kayla's in the entertainment pavilion and the entertainment stage from 5 to 7. Is that 2 hours?
Yeah.
Is good?
Yeah.
On your stuff? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So come and see Kayla here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. And with that, we'll turn it back to the studio.